You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 44 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Jab Peanut.
Hey!
And I have a confession to make. I think at some point in the podcast, I said, oh, we have this many episodes left. If I did that, unless I did it off podcast, I was actually wrong. We actually really do not have a whole lot left of the Alabasta arc. And after this episode, it's going to get a little weird because me and Austin like to do this thing where, as we're getting close to the end of an arc, we want to make our own cliffhangers. So that's why I say in all the promos, we do 5 to 6 chapters a week, because sometimes when things get real juicy, we need to do just one more.
Mm-hmm.
So after this episode, the next 3, which are the final Alabasta episodes, they're going to be 6 chapters apiece. So that being said, I shouldn't delay the inevitable even more. Why don't we see what's next for the fight between the Straw Hat Pirates and Baroque Works? Are we ready?
Hell yeah.
Shortest intro ever. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 196. Ha! One!
Hachi's walk on the sea for volume 13. A shadow draws near Hachi, who saves someone who had been eaten by a fish, who had also met someone been eaten by a fish. Hell of a title.
Yeah, hell of a title for Hachi meeting this adorable mermaid girl.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely adorable.
And then the starfish seems scared that someone's looking in the background. Who could it be?
No, we're not going to know until next chapter. All right, so your turn to start.
Please wait, Lord Chaka. And oh yeah, this point where Chaka was held a captive by a crocodile. Who are you? You're the kicking claw force. And oh, it's Miss Sunday. Hey, that's a code name, right?
Miss All Sunday, you were close.
Miss All Sunday, yeah. And she's got blood dripping from her hands. Do not lay a hand on this man. The kicking claw force got the gate open. They're the king's elite fighters. Save. Oh, no, wait. Don't. Oh, no, wait. That's not her. Shit. Save the king, Princess Phoebe. Her King Cobra, it is our duty to protect you. We have no choice but to draw our swords.
Did you notice he has a little bird on his helmet? If that man is one of the 7 warlords of the sea, we will use any means to defeat him. We 4. The Kicking Claw Force, the elite royal guards of Alabasta, will deal with him personally. You seem to be quite popular, but I'll let you off. Go home. That's not possible. It's impossible for us to turn back. Impossible? If you are the mastermind behind this rebellion, then we must destroy you. And then all of a sudden, the chain he's wearing breaks as like his veins and his muscles start growing. Those marks! Don't tell me you...
Shall I? Don't bother, they're ferment. Yeah, as they all rush towards Crocker. It can't be. Shaka, what's wrong with them? In order to achieve temporary superpowers, those 4 drink a lethal potion. They drink the fatal fuel. They only have a few minutes to live. They can't be saved. No! I suspected as much. You sacrifice your lives to challenge me, eh? Oh, Chaka, please forgive us for taking matters into our own hands, but this villain must be made to feel the pain our kingdom has suffered. This man must feel Alabasta's. You fools!
Sorry, when I read Fatal Fuel, I couldn't help but think, We're sorry, Lord Chaka, but there was this some guy on YouTube who had a coupon code for Fatal Fuel in his ad read.
Oh, God.
We had to drink it and try it. I could just see somebody in the One Piece world hucking that as like a brand deal on their YouTube channel. During the page, wrath as they all strike Crocodile, but he turns into sand. Unsurprising, literally nobody paying attention. And they just they don't know what to do. They're still enraged, but not too smart. Don't take life for granted, but I suppose it's too late now. As Crocodile, he has dissipated back onto the roof. If you're going to die anyway, why should I bother to fight you? He's not even going to fight. And just as the as Chaka surmised, kicking claw force, they start succumbing to their the poison in their God damn, Crocodile is cruel. It's like, oh, you drank a lethal poison that'll kill you after superpowers? Yeah, I'm gonna just watch you rot.
Chaka, this is the height of stupidity. As all four of them fall down dead. Chaka! You fiend, as Chaka rushes towards him. Chaka, stop! Don't throw your life away, too! A sound type. Machaka model! As he lunges up in his Chaka form, howling fangs! Will you die for your king as well?
And then we go back to the streets of Alabarna, where... the fight between Zoro and Mr. One hasn't quite finished yet, but I think it was, like, basically over. Mr. One is reacting to the final strike.
You actually improved over the course of this battle. Are you going to cut through a diamond next?
That would be a waste. You got me. And then he falls down. Alubarna, North Block, Medi Assembly Hall, Battle of the Main Street, winner, Zoro. So yeah, there's the conclusion.
Darn. I've lost too much blood. The wound isn't deep, but it really hurts. I wonder how the others are doing. Did Nami get away? I hope no one's been killed. I wish I knew what happened.
What? I'm teaming up with eyelashes! who said that?
Oh, it was Usopp, but he's a gamma. You know I need all the help I could get. Do the short straw, live with it. All right, but promise me one thing. If you get in a pinch, please come to our rescue. I only rescue women, fool. back, Usopp, why are you crying? And it's Sanji carrying Usopp, who's just wrapped up in bandages like a mummy on the eyelash camera's back. Me? Crying? You're the one who's crying. Not. But that old bull, she said Luffy was dead. Is that true? Don't tell me you guys believe that. As if I believe that. Are you stupid? Yeah, me too. I didn't believe it for an instant. Of course you didn't. We need to get to the palace as soon as possible, so suck it up until we put an end to this war. Another flashback time? Thank you, guy. It's a little early for thanks. He's right. Besides, if you want to thank a pirate, you've got to show us the good, says Nami, it does. What the hell is he doing with the hand?
That tells you on the panel, actually.
Making the sign for asking money. Hasn't the kid been squeezed enough?
Sheesh, she finally got untangled. Oh, and it's back to the back streets where Nami fought Miss Doublefinger. She's untangling the cuckoo bird strings from Miss Doublefinger's corpse. So this was a one-shot wonder. Corpse, I say, when I know she's not... I mean, has the Straw Hats ever killed anybody? Is it a spoiler to say that she's not dead? The rebels are just around the corner. And yes, the rebels and the Royal Guards are still fighting amongst one another. But Nami just slowly starts to slink away. Oh, the situation has changed. I better head for the palace. And another flashback, but just remember one thing, Vivi. After a fight, Luffy can really put away the food. Okay. I'll be waiting for you in Alabarna! Okay? Alright, it's do or die, so don't screw up. Let's go! We'll meet up at the palace! And it's shots of the crew doing what they're doing. Eyelashes is carrying Chopper and Usopp's
mending bodies. Nami's running on her own. Zoro passed out, I think.
Oh, Lord Chaka. Asked the cause Tenesaki. This is a bad dream. How can this happen? Nueva saw a fencing on our flank. Chaka! And the king is just weakly still nailed to the toas. Oh, Crocodile's hook is covered in blood. No! Oh, shit. He just fucking impaled Chaka in the chest. Weakness is an unforgivable sin.
As he's displaying his body for all of the rural guards in the front to see on a roof sill.
Vivi! Huh? As Vivi turns in shock to a shadow figure. Palace Square time until the explosion. 25 minutes. And no! Ever place your end on.
Oh, trust me. We're in the juiciest parts now. Get used to that. But
oh, so let's juice the next chapter.
In that chapter happens to be... Chapter 197, The Leaders.
Hot cheese, walk on the seafloor, 514. The macro fishman pirates on the scene, and...
Yep.
And oh my God, he's more fishman.
I knew you'd react to the guy in the back. I knew you'd have a reaction to the guy in the back.
I've seen some real shit, man. Some real disgusting things on Rule 34.
No, that's a man who saw his parents doing it, and he has never looked the same since.
And this is a guy who's just a straight up fish head.
Yeah, he's like a reverse mermaid.
And the Popeye man.
I recognize these characters. I won't tell you where.
Kanchion Clothin says deep.
Funny. All right. Oh, and his speedos is Alawana because he's an Arowana. Even though he's like he has an Arowana's head in the human body. Whatever. I'm talking about this too long. Let's start the chapter. All right.
It's your turn.
Yes. Koza! Oh, the leader of the rebels has finally reached Vivi. You use the secret passage. Are my eyes deceiving me? I came to reason with the Royal Army, but instead, as Koza looks around, he sees the kicking force basically dead. Chaka about to be Chaka, and the king crucified to a wall with Nika Robin smiling, or Miss Alsa. Well, we know her name now. You can use either one, and.
I find a king being killed by our national hero. This can't be happening. What an interesting development. We're right in the middle of a rebellion, and here we have the leaders of the two sides coming face to face. Why, this was nothing and more than a headless chicken flogging each other to death.
You want
to
do that line again?
Why, this was nothing more than a lot of headless chickens flogging each other to death. Confused? It's actually quite simple. Just imagine the worst possible scenario, as Koza thinks. Trust in the king, Koza, as he flashbacks to the old man.
His father.
Do you love this kingdom? He flashbacks to the king. Of course, this is my country. And Koza finally gets it. Koza, listen, Vivi! Who was it that stole the reign from the king? His kingdom. It was all...
My doing, Koza. All the crimes you rebels blamed on the king were a trap set by my organization. And for the last 2 years, you've danced very prettily for us, while the royal family and the army desperately tried to stop us. You'd have died a happier man if you hadn't discovered the truth. And that just rocks Koza to his core. Don't listen to him, Koza! Your Majesty, there is something you must do right now. Save as many of our people as you can. And less than half an hour... Oh, it's Chaka. He's still alive.
Chaka.
In less than half an hour, the Palace Square will be the site of a titanic explosion. What? You're still alive? Hurry!
As Koza runs...
And Crocodile stabs Chaka again.
Yeah. And Vivi looks like she's on the burst of tears. No! And Vivi tackles Koza. Vivi. Hey, let me go, Fifi. What are you doing? This square's going to be a battlefield. If it's going to be blown up, it won't become a battlefield. It's still too round to think straight. If the Royal Army learns this square is going to be blown up, chaos will reign. We'll be able to stop the war and the bloodshed will continue.
Isn't that right?
Ah, admirable reasoning.
There's only the one thing to do. This rebellion of his has to be stopped.
And it cuts to more of the rebellion continuing to go on.
And you are the only one who can do it.
And Crocodile appears behind Vivi. Do you really think I'd stand by and let you do that? As they all turn, and as he's about to swipe, Chaka gets up again! Chaka!
The guardian deity of Alabaster, the Jackal. All enemies of the royal family must be destroyed. As long as there's a spark of life in me, I will fight on. Yes, you're a magnificent fool. Koza, Princess Vivi, do what you must. I can still stall him for a few minutes. That's right. Is that all? You call yourself the leader of the Sand Band? Chaka! And Chaka's flashback. Hey, no fair. Go easy on me. Oh, and a flashback to when he was a kid and Patterson sword fights with Chaka. What a pest. And after you begged me to teach you. Guard Squad 2. Ooh, to headquarters. As the battle continues to on and the Phyllis is being ravaged. Guard Squad 2 to headquarters. Squad 4 has been wiped out. The rebels have gotten past the main square and are headed toward North Black. They're approaching the palace. Oh no.
Raise the white flag and surrender! Raise the white flag now, Royal Army! Now!
That's Vivi yelling.
Princess Vivi, what are you saying? Surrender? But what will become of the kingdom? Hey, look there! It's Koza! What's the leader of the rebels doing here? Listen to me! We don't want to overthrow the king anymore!
Oh, wait, sorry, I'm confusing Vivi and Koza.
Listen to me! We don't want to overthrow the king anymore! Enough lives have been lost! Let's stop this war!
I'm going to inform the rebel forces that this war was wrong.
There's no reason to fight anymore. We mustn't shed any more blood! Raise the white flag, I beg of you!
This king's head is in reach. I can see the Rajahs here, rebels approach. Grah! We've reached the palace square, prepare to attack. Ready your weapons. Stop! Sure enough. Of the rebels, the army's all raising white flags. White flags? The Royal Army is surrendering. As they notice the leader standing with him raising a white flag. Koza?
The battle is over! Throw down your weapons, my fellow rebels! The Royal Army wants peace!
Please stop.
Are you sure, Koza?
Yes, the fighting is, and then he gets shot.
Oh my god.
Several Royal Army soldiers shot him.
The king's soldiers shot Koza! And then the chapter ends.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This is ramping up now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why do a segment? Let's just hop into
chapter 198, 4:15 p.m.
And it's another color spread. And it's the Straw Hats relaxing out of the royal pool, it seems, with Princess Phoebe. And yeah, now and I didn't know. So holding a Triton,
he's fishing.
Okay,
I think Sanji is too. He caught an eel. Oh, I think he stole the eel from Karu because Karu's pissed at him.
Okay, and it's my turn. Yep, Koza's been shot. Koza, and as he flies back, we're gonna build a great city. We'll make the kingdom even richer than it is now. Rebels, don't attack!
Oh yeah, before we continue, you see that little square? Panda Man.
And, oh yeah. Koza!
Heroqua. You know what? Take it.
Oh shit, sorry.
Go ahead.
Koza! I see rebels shout. Heroqua! As one man's...
Yeah, do you see... That is not a Royal Army soldier. Look at him. Look at his arm.
Oh no. You fool, why did you shoot Koza? Rebels. What the? A sandstorm? As they notice a sandstorm coming. Listen. And more gunshots go off. to shoot at us. Blast them, rebels! Oh.
Yep, a sandstorm kicks up. Gee, I wonder who did that. I've never seen a dust storm like this before. I can't see anything. And then, in turn, rural army guardsmen are being shot. Those dirty rebels! Ugh.
Baroque Works has infiltrated both camps. There's no way you can stop this.
No! It was all a trap! The rural army can't be trusted! And as the clock tower starts ticking,
what? What a dirty trick!
Please, rebels, listen to me! Please stop! Don't fight! Stop! Rebels, this battle is...
And then more cannon and gunfire is going as the clock and the clock tower ticks even more.
Turn and fire, Royal Army!
And it's one big spread of the war beginning again. Right as Vivi and Koza were getting ready to stop it. And we may as well get to the next page so you can start again.
And there's a big sandstorm gathered around the entire city.
Actually, it's disappearing now.
Oh, no. Stop! You fought well, little girl, but they can't hear you. Is this the end? Run, baby! Get away from Crocodile! No! This dust storm is your work, isn't it? As Crocodile smiles smugly. There's still hope. If I can prevent the explosion, I can lessen the number of casualties. If you do this, you can stop the rebellion. If you do that, you can stop the rebellion.
Wake up, princess, as he grabs her and chokes her. Your idealism makes me want to vomit. Only those with true power can afford to have ideals.
I don't care what you think. I'll never abandon my ideals. A monster like you could never understand. As princess, I'm responsible for the welfare of my people. I will never yield to you.
Oh, what a brat you are.
I will save this.
Oh, so my mistake, the sandstorm did not stop. It's actually still going because now they can never tell what's happening now while they fight. And then the clock tower continues to tick as a clock tower is one to do.
Vivi, the square is going to be destroyed in 15 minutes. And the rebels are still gathering there. They're rushing blindly to their doom.
And, oh, he's standing the edge over the palace. His walls are ready to drop Vivi. If you had warned the Royal Army of the explosion earlier, it might have caused a panic, but you could have saved thousands of lives. Enough! Please, Crocodile, stop this madness! Your naive belief that you can save everyone will result in the annihilation of your beloved people. As if I suspect, this is dense powder. I've been laughing at you from the very beginning. This kingdom is full of fools. No, you cannot. It's too dangerous. You've spied on my organization for 2 years. Well done. Don't you recognize me? Well, I guess I have lost a little weight. But, in the end, all your efforts were in vain. Your wistful attempts to pacify the rebels and save the kingdom only multiply the death toll. This kingdom is doomed and you can't save it.
As Crocodile dissipates his own hand and drops Vivi. And there's just silence as the Cobra screams. And Vivi doesn't scream, she just cries and closes her eyes as Crocodile laughs. But then he looks up and sees something by the sun. He sees something flying towards him. A bird, maybe? And it's a bird with somebody holding a barrel rushing towards him. What? Oh.
Impossible!
Crocodile! Luffy!
Stretch!
Go, wow. Guess who hasn't been in the manga for like 15 chapters?
Holy shit!
It's the end of the chapter!
Oh, an SBS corner.
And this time, it's Dr. Hiraluk with Cherry Blossoms making the SBS this time.
Okay, I'll be the reader. Oda-sensei, something's been bothering me. What country and Luffy are the others from? In my sociology class, we learned that Japanese pirates are called wacko. Is this the Japanese translation or something, or is pirates a special term used in a manga? Please tell me. Kuroman.
Well, first of all, Luffy and his crew are not citizens of any country, and I won't make any conclusions about their ethnicity yet. As for Wako, let's see. History of Wako were pirates. Wako mostly attacked in boats along the Korean Peninsula and the Chinese mainland. once in a while in our history books mentioned sending soldiers to Korea. These soldiers were actually pirates. They went there to pillage. They were the bad guys. The Murakami Suigun Water Army terrorized and controlled the Seto Inland Sea. They were pirates too. They had a real impact on Japanese history, though most people don't know much about them. I once researched the difference between Wako and the Suigun. Actually, the Suigun were sometimes called Wako, so there really wasn't any much of a difference. In any case, there were lots of pirates in Japan.
And it has a very simple doodle of a Japanese pirate, as I pictured him in parentheses. Hey, you, give me a loot.
I thought that was Usopp for a minute.
What is the speed limit on the Oh Come My Way Way, Miss Shunban Koi?
The speed limit is 300 fake eyelashes an hour. And we're going to break that speed limit to rush on into Chapter 199, Hope.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, Volume 15. A reunion with some old comrades. Oh, and Hachi knows him as he just greeted them warmly. But the mermaid and the starfish are still terrified of him.
But who's more terrified, Kami and the mermaid and the starfish, or the one fisherman in the back? He's still thinking about how he saw his parents doing the do.
Hang on, mom's calling me.
Sure. What is it? Or we could just continue the. We were just talking about the the. We were talking about the cover story, and I had a bit prepared. And I was like, oh, man, I have to wait now. So, I don't know who's more afraid, the mermaid and the starfish, or the fisherman in the back who still looks like he's been traumatized. I still remember what my parents were doing that night. I have now an exact diagram of the instruments of my creation. Okay, so enough of the jokey jokes. We're getting to some drama again. So it's my turn. So yeah, that looks familiar. It looks like it's Pell in his falcon form flying Luffy towards Vivi, and he catches her. Whew, I made it in time. And then they fly above all of the sandstorm and the ruckus in Alabarna. Luffy, Pell. And she starts crying. There's no time. There's going to be a huge explosion in the square. Everyone will be killed. No one can hear my pleas. Alabasta is... Don't worry.
I can hear your voice as Vivi has tears in her eyes. Why am I carrying you? You're more injured than you are. And let's see, who's that?
It's Zoro carrying Nami by piggyback.
Quicker playing, you're a man, aren't you? I hurt my leg. I can't even stand up now. Shut up and run. Oh, I feel so faint. Faker.
Be careful, Luffy.
I allow me. Not missing for a fight. There's no way I can lose as Luffy looks up at Crocodile.
How did you get out of the quicksand? As I just noticed this from reading this. Like, his cigarette's burning even more now because he's pissed. And then Luffy stretches his arms back. And it's just going to cut between the Vivi, who has now landed with the other Straw Hats. Luffy's alive? Chopper? What? Luffy? Vivi's here too. And then Luffy stretches his arms to get onto the palace. See, didn't I tell you? I knew it all along. Really? Yeah, sure you did. Usopp, Sanji, Vivi, what happened to you? You're hurt. And then Nami strikes Usopp in the back of the head. Usopp! Ah! Not, you know why she did that, right?
Yeah, because of the stuff he put in the Galda Gag stuff.
Nami, Mr. Bushido, you're all okay. Turning the page.
I asked you to make me a weapon, not a party favor. I thought you couldn't stand up, so it's pissed. Nami, but you figured it out in the end, right? When this is over, you're dead. Please, Chop. My remains in the wilderness. She killed you. What's the situation, Vivi? What's with the dust storm? Hey, you, why is Nami injured? How could you? She's fine. Sorry, guys. That guy beat me out in the desert, but I won't lose again. Taking care of things here. Go get him, Luffy. If you can beat him again! Let's end this once and for all.
Yeah! And Vivi is wiping her eyes. That's right. I'm not fighting alone anymore. And Pell looks on proud. And then Luffy starts launching himself up. Hey, Croc!
Mm-hmm. Croc! Swing until you're blue in the face. You'll never hit me.
And then Luffy punches forward.
Must I skewer you again?
And Luffy flexes, and Crocodile starts to dissipate again. But then...
Oh, stretch out of him just punching Croc right in the face.
Yep, Luffy figured out how to punch Crocodile. Only one way to find out how he did that. And since there was no dialogue, you keep going.
And yep, he just launched Crocodile with his fists. And he's spinning... His legs are just rolling around, almost like a reel as he rushes towards Croc. Gum, gum. Who is that? Who is that?
Yeah, it's Cobra.
That's Cobra saying that. Blasted runner as Crocodile gets up, but Luffy grabs him by his shoulders, and oh, he's preparing a suplex.
No, he's doing this.
No.
Impossible that kid, as Crocodile's sand dissipation is no longer working. Buzzsaw! As he pulls himself spinning towards Crocodile and decks him in the face again, sending him flying. And then the Crocodile is just now on the ground. He toppled Crocodile!
And Luffy just stands triumphantly. And Miss All Sunday has a bit of a smile on her face as the army continues to fight. There's roughly 10 minutes left. Get up! Crocodile smiles. I figured it out back there. And yep. It's a flashback to when Luffy was impaled on Crocodile's hook. When a whirl from Yuba soaked your arm, I could grab it. If one touches you, you can't turn into sand. That's why you stole the rain. You're afraid of water. Now I can hit you. Get ready for a real fight, Sandman. That fight's going to have to rain till next chapter, though.
Yeah, and after the next SBS corner. So before we start, did you remember like when they first fought and he stabbed him and impaled him? Luffy tried to grab him and then Crocodile felt it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he stabbed a hole through his little canteen. And the water was pouring on his arm. That's what Luffy was pointing out. He figured it out right then and there. But it is now time for an SBS corner before we get to our next milestone. So
I'll build it this time.
The town on the other side of the tunnel was very strange.
Okay, let's continue.
What in the hell? Hey, Mr. Bon Clay. Yeah, you brag about your dancing too much. Your port de bras stinks. Get it right. And your toe shoes aren't even tied properly. The ribbons go around your ankles. Your ankles. They should go 2 centimeters higher. And your swan arabesque? Ha! You're not raising your leg correctly. You won't be ready to attempt an attitude for at least another 100 years. Turn from the beginning and shave your leg. Studied ballet for 10 years.
Well, I called him. Here he is. This ain't a joke. Shave my legs? Never. If I shave my legs, I'd be nothing. My leg hair is what makes me unique. Let's just say you want to get rid of me. Is that it? Oh, and you say you studied ballet for 10 years? Well, isn't that something? But I've been studying my way karate for 20 years. Got any complaints? If you do, I'll be happy to give you some free lessons. I'll troll and troll and troll. Yes, I will. Okay, enough of that, Handbone.
Hello, Oda-sensei. My name is Inari. Why does Vivi always pull on Usopp's nose?
Well, let's say there's a pot in front of you. What? Part of it with you grab. You grab the handle, right? You grab the part that sticks out, and I guess that's the reason it's probably the easiest place to grab, right? I guess it just works.
Or I can summarize it down for a couple words or less. It's funny. That's the real reason. It's funny. Suspend your disbelief, children.
And you better suspend your disbelief for...
Chapter 200 Water Luffy. Congrats on another 100 chapters done.
Yeah.
And they say One Piece is too long and you'll never get through it. Bitch, we've been at this for not even 2 years yet with an irregular schedule, and you're already a bigger fraction of the way done.
That is Welcome to Seafloor, Volume 16. Can't be surprised. A deal with the Fistman for the Octopus's Fritter Mat.
Yeah, what a bad trade that was. Because Kami and the mermaid and the starfish don't like that very much.
No. Whoa.
Okay, so it is your turn to begin the 200th chapter of the story.
And Usopp, back with Usopp and the rest of Pies, find a guy who's going to set off the explosive, but how? As we get a shot at Clock Tower. There's no time to think. We only have 10 minutes. But if the blast is 3 miles in diameter, then he's got to be shooting from at least a mile and a half away, right? No. I'm sure whoever's going to set off the explosion is near the square. But if he's that close, won't he blow himself up too? What else do you expect from a jerk like Crack? He sacrificed his own people? Yipes! he's despicable. Then we'd better... Joe and Sunny deck a guy right before he's about... before he could slice through Vivi.
Found you, Princess Vivi. If we bring back your head, we'll get all big promotions. Oh no, it's the billions! 10 minutes minus... How many seconds will it take? Don't waste time talking. 2 seconds! As Zoro and Sanji go to town on the billions. We're going ahead! Scatter everyone, but first, let's get out of this dust storm! Actually, that might be Pell. Scatter everyone, but first, let's get out of this dust storm. 10 minutes. Hurry! Let's go too! Yeah! This is the moment of truth. This kingdom's...
Fate will be decided in 10 minutes. Back to the fight. You again? Do you really think you can beat me? That's right. I'm surprised you figured out my weakness in those circumstances. But there's no way you'll ever defeat me, boy. You're not in my league. I am one of the 7 warlords of the sea. If you're one of the 7 warlords of the sea, then I'm the 8th warlord of the sea. And everyone just looks out in confusion at that line.
He's like, what the fuck?
Who is this lad? He's a pirate, I guess you haven't heard. Looks like he saved the princess's life again. Then is he the one who brought Vivi back to Alabasta?
As Miss All Sunday looks on even and with a smile and wipes her lip.
Gum gum pistol as he punches towards Crocodile. What good is it if it can't hit me? Even if it's wet.
As he grabs Luffy's arm.
My palm can suck the moisture out of anything.
Oh, rats! I forgot about that trick as he pulls on him.
And Luffy, he leaps up like he's about to hit butt. But he misses and grabs his water and gulps it down. You said it yourself. Devil fruit powers are only as strong as a person using them. And douses himself in water. Gum gum pistol! As he misses again. Gum gum shotgun! As he tries to punch multiple times. Very clever. Desert spotter!
So what he actually did was he did the gum gum pistol, but then he like twanged on his arm and like made it so like his arm was going up and down rapidly.
Oh, okay.
That again, and oh my god, I forgot about that panel where he dodges. His face is phenomenal. And then the desert spot, a swipe, knocks the part of the wall of the palace. Oh, that was close. And also cuts to the ground.
Oh my god.
Gum, gum.
The same trick over and over again. You expect to beat me like that? Yep, I know I will. And he does indeed strike Crocodile that time.
And Crocodile is pushed back. This was my plan from the very start. Get you soaking wet. I expected that as And Luffy was about to hit him with water, but a little sand tornado appears in the palm of Crocodile's hand. Sables. Ah! As there's a big egg sand tornado. The barrel! The barrel! And Luffy manages to grab the barrel before... and stops himself before he could fall off. You seem desperate, Straw Hat.
Without that barrel, you're helpless. Which means this battle will end exactly as our first one did. You're right. This is the same as before. How's this then? As he smashes the barrel on the ground, I'm no longer the same. You're unhinged. Water, Luffy. There.
What the fuck?
As he ingested all the water that was in the barrel, and then he springs a leak. Ah, he sprung a leak!
Is this fool serious? Oh boy, I got a water belly. Maybe I drank too much. And I actually get to laugh at him this all Sunday.
Don't you realize the trouble you're in? Are you mocking me? As the world continues to move on, and less than 10 minutes left, I'll teach you to play around with me, boy! And no, but Luffy shoots out a big glob of water right at Crocodile. Blast. Who's playing around? My body. I'm always serious. Gum bazooka! He does a palm slam on Crocodile's stomach. And it's the end of the chapter.
Oh, man. What a one to end on. And that's the end of the episode. Shit. So, how you feeling?
Hyped as hell, John. Hyped as hell.
Oh, with only 17 chapters left in the story to go. But for today's episode, we have to end. So next time on Binging the Devil's Fruit, I already forgot the count because it's going to be a regular now. So come back for episode 45 of the podcast where we'll cover chapters 201 to 206. Thank you guys again so much for watching. If you want to support the podcast, be sure to check us out on Patreon. And make sure in the YouTube videos and also where you can find us, you rate and review us and leave comments. That does help us get seen and the podcast to spread. Make sure you share it with your friends, too, that you think might enjoy it. Especially anybody who is either into One Piece or you think might want like a companion to read along with. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Jack Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, you want to eat it slowly and just take your time. Otherwise, you'll end up with a water loopy belly. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't spring a leak. Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.